This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
That crooked Hillary's cartel. And just remember this. Run this government. History will record that 2017 was the year that America lost, truly lost, its independence. Truly lost its independence. And by the way, this is our final shot, folks. In 4 years, it's over. You're never going to be able to win. You're never going to be able to win. It's tilting. It's going to be a one-party system. This is your final shot for the Supreme Court, for your Second Amendment. I mean, this is your final shot, November 8th. So hopefully you'll do what you know you have to do. Get out of bed and vote. No matter how you're feeling. No matter how you're feeling.
Well, you've got to plant your flag in the red line to decide, you know, what kind of America you want. Dinesh D'Souza, in his documentary, you know, very popular documentary, and his book, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, you know, really, I don't know how much more information you need. I mean, I guess the good news on one hand is Hillary doesn't have the charm that Barack Obama had, or her husband, in terms of being able to, with a straight face, tell you things, and you just wanted to hope upon hope. You wanted to believe them. Here it is, you know, Hillary is not very trustworthy, and so you don't believe her, because we've just heard the lies over and over again, as I think Charles Krauthammer said, Scott, she lies about lying, right?
Yeah, she lies about lying. Also, I mean, if you look back at all the previous losers of campaigns here, I think the previous losers would be winning.
Yeah.
Right now. Like you said, she doesn't have the charisma. She also doesn't have the charisma of a Bush, to where, I mean, even him, he had that every, you know, the every guy sense about him,
right?
You know, yeah, you know, I'm just here having a good time. Yeah.
Right.
So, like, you still connect with him, and he always had that weird little smirk on his face, and, she doesn't have that, and Donald could have that, but he chooses to go for the bombastic side, I guess.
Well, it gets thwarted. It gets thwarted with this negativity. He does, and people that know him and have been around him said, you know, say consistently, he's very charming. But to your point, it's not translating, because it seems, you know, in a sense, I mean, he can hear what President Obama said. He sounds like a whiner. And you know, look, anybody in politics knows this, and I don't know if the people are just not telling him, or he's not listening, that are around him saying, look, it has been unfair for Republicans for a long time. That's just the nature of the makeup. So you got to work that much harder. So when a Republican is chosen as a president, it really says a lot about two things. Number one is the ability of the candidate to communicate the message, and number two, the inability of the prevailing party, the Democratic Party, to demonstrate any kind of value. You know, and this is the thing that's shocking. It's shocking because the empirical evidence is so clear. The Democratic Party has just driven us into a ditch here. I mean, it goes back to what they say about with Reagan, what Reagan said about Carter. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago or 8 years ago? You know, we can say.
Yeah. And, you know, they control the I can't remember a time. It probably started towards the end of Bush, but they control who gets the credentials so much now that if you are trying to do your job as a reporter, you're not going to get the credentials you need.
Oh, you're not going to get in there. You got to be like Shauna Sale, right? You got to be dogged about everything and go in and look through every nook and cranny to get the information and have some sense of independence. The fact of the matter is there's not a lot of independence. This is why, you know, I appreciate this platform here that GNC gives us, Scott, is that we can be independent. Did I say GNC? I'm sorry, GCN, of course. Thank you. Yes, I'm so grateful that we have this independent platform to work off of. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. Grassroots level, without a doubt, it's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. The elites are happy where they are. We've allowed them to stay there. Interestingly, I found it interesting that Donald Trump would talk about limiting, you know, term limits on all our legislators. I think great idea across the board. I even would say including the Supreme Court. You know, anymore, I think people being career politicians, career judges, this sort of thing, I think, hey, you just keep it fresh, you move them in, move them out, and, you know, let's not have somebody over-serving here to be serving the nation for 20 and 30 years. I think we start, you know, running into the arena of diminishing returns, not to mention the influence that it has in terms of promoting, you know, greed and unfairness and working the system unfairly against the very people that they've intended to serve. Well, it's just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Rabbi Yonason Goldson is with us, author of Proverbial Beauty, Secrets for Success and Happiness from the Wisdom of the Ages. He's been teaching and writing in different venues for decades. Rabbi Goldson, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, good to have you back to talk about, you know, this one article that you wrote. We want to talk about two things. We want to talk about political correctness. We want to talk about the war to end all wars, because we're in a period and season of the Jewish calendar that some people need to be aware of, because there are some very time and true issues that are evidenced in this war to end all wars. But first, let's talk about political correctness and the root of all evil, as you put it.
Yeah, my the question that rose up in my mind is why political correctness became a popular term. It really struck home when I read Stephen L. Carter's wonderful book, Civility, where he says civility is basically the awareness that I have responsibilities to others beyond what the law requires of me. And having that sensitivity, civility is the basis of civilization, that we recognize we live in a society with other people. We have different priorities. We have different needs. We have different orientations. And that there has to be mutual respect and concern for one another. So if we have a concept called civility, why do we need political correctness, which seems on the surface to do what is already a function of civil society? And what I think the real crux of the issue is that civility is me being sensitive to others, mm-hmm. and how my behavior can be hurtful or offensive or cause pain or difficulty to others. Political correctness is looking at how others' behavior is hurtful or offensive to me, and trying to police others and trying to use legislation.
Yes.
To control the behavior of others in a way that isn't meant to be legislated.
Right. And that's the whole point. And this is what politicians will do or ideologues will do, is they want to exchange one truth for their truth. And it's all wrapped up in a nice little cozy package. But if you have civility, why do you need political correctness? And that is, if I can get you off of civility and I get you into political correctness, like you say, now I'm authorized to use every venue that I can, including the law, against you in order to force my view on your life and on your way of thinking.
Absolutely. And it's really Orwellian.
It is.
I think that 1984 is a book that needs to be read and reread and taught and learned and studied, because right in the beginning, you know, we hear the slogans of the party: war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. And this is exactly what political correctness does, mm-hmm. is it changes the meaning of words. And by doing that, it impairs our ability to think clearly. We can't process ideas. We can't communicate effectively because we've muddied the waters of communication, which muddies the waters of thinking, which muddies the waters of ethics and civility and what's necessary to make a healthy society.
Well, blinds us to the truth. I mean, that's the big thing, because now you're not dealing in the truth anymore.
That's right. And, you know, you ask people, what is ethics? What is integrity? Someone once said, integrity is what you do when no one's watching. Of course, it helps if you have the idea that someone is always watching.
Right, right.
Which actually is easier these days because there are cameras everywhere.
Right. Yeah, if you don't want to believe that God's watching you, then certainly you might get a little paranoid to consider the NSA is, you know?
Or you'll end up on YouTube with the whole world watching you.
Right, exactly. And maybe in for an innocent deal, but without a doubt, yes, the eyes of the world are upon us, no doubt, in this social media pervasive world in which we live in today.
You know, you just reminded me that one of the most successful ad campaigns in history was in Hong Kong, where they had a terrible, terrible littering problem. The city was filthy. And they posted everywhere, all over the city, these two huge eyes with the slogan, "Hong Kong is watching you, don't litter." It instantly turned the city into one of the cleanest in the world. When
wow.
we believe that we are being watched, that we are being evaluated, that we are being held accountable to be responsible citizens, it automatically changes our behavior. And when we now have what claims to be a non-judgmental society, you can do anything you want. Of course, you can only do everything, whatever you want, if it fits into somebody else's rubric of what's acceptable behavior. But that ends up absolving us of our responsibility to be citizens that contribute to a civil society.
Well, the interesting dynamic that is occurring now, spurred on by this fervor of this election season that we've been in, is political correctness is being challenged. But, you know, when it's challenged, people can be so easily offended because they're not used to hearing the truth. They're not used to being challenged. They're not used to having anybody attacking that nine-dot paradigm that they've been comfortable in for the last decade.
That's right. And then the other problem, which is something I think we clearly see in the current election, is that it's easy to go to the other extreme when mm-hmm. vulgarity and offensiveness becomes an actual platform or an actual strategy, just the shock value of mm-hmm. doing something that's so different, because people are sometimes willing to go to from one extreme to the other when they feel frustrated.
Well, to your point, we found ourselves on a couple of occasions, very reluctantly so, talking about things that we don't want to talk about. I mean, I feel like sometimes I come away from some interviews that I know we have to have because it's what's happening in the marketplace and we need to have the discussion, but I just want to go straight and take a bath, you know what I mean?
Oh, no kidding. I mean, if you remember, some of us are old enough to remember Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
and before him, there was Jack Parr,
right.
who quit The Tonight Show when the censors bleeped him for saying the offensive phrase WC,
yes.
water closet,
water.
For bathroom. That was
right.
too edgy for nighttime television.
Right.
And while it may seem absurd to us, there is something lost when we mm-hmm. lose that sense of refinement, of concern over the quality of our speech.
without a doubt. And of course, not too far after that, you know, they had to protect, you know, the lower aspects of one Elvis Presley and the belly button of Cher Bono, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Our conversation with Rabbi Yonason Goldson continues. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, coming at you fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. GCN, I hope I said that right this time. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Rabbi Yonason Goldson is with us, author of Proverbial Beauty, Secrets for Success and Happiness from the Wisdom of the Ages. Yonason, congratulations on the book. What an encouragement. And I want to give you an opportunity to remind our listeners where they can go to get their hands on this must-have copy.
Well, there's my website, which is my name, yonasongoldson.com, and also at Amazon. Just look for Proverbial Beauty. And it's a way of finding how the wisdom of King Solomon's Proverbs is still very much relevant today. We don't have to reinvent the wheel trying to understand how to figure out the world we live in. Mm-hmm. It's just there for us. We just have to update it and put it in a modern language.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about the Festival of Sukkot, which started this past weekend. Jews around the world began the observance of this week-long festival. And you titled this column, The War to End All Wars. Explain to our audience, because I, you know, what I appreciate as a Goy, you know, obviously, is that there's so much of the Jewish tradition that is so appropriate and gives us insight to a holy God who is looking out for his creation.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's not only Gentiles. There are many Jews that have lost touch with their own heritage. Everybody knows about the holiday of Passover when we celebrate the Exodus from Egypt. Not nearly as many know about the second pilgrim festival, which we call Shavuos. I think it translates as Pentecost. Mm-hmm. Which celebrates the giving of the Torah at Sinai 50 days after the Exodus. And then the third pilgrim festival is called Sukkot, where we actually, the modern observance, is we build little huts and we live outside our houses for 7 days. And a sukkah is essentially a temporary structure with a largely symbolic roof. What makes it a sukkah is that you could put branches, leaves, sticks, beams up on top, but it can't be a solid roof. Mm-hmm. And this, on the simplest level, is to remind us of the Jews living in the desert for the 40 years, where they had the manna coming down and feeding them. They had a miraculous rock that gave them water, but mostly they dwelt in the presence of God, and they felt that closeness and that intimacy that God was protecting them and taking care of them against the hostile environment in the desert. And what we want to do is we want to go outside our homes. We want to leave behind the flat screen TVs and the computers and the cell phones and the all of the things that clutter up our lives and take so much of our mental energy. And we want to we can't do it the whole year, but for 7 days, we can live a simpler life. We can live it with a sense that really we are living by the grace of God, that really we do merit divine protection and divine intervention in our lives. And it gives us a chance to refocus and to really think about where our priorities are and where they should be.
You know, here it is. You've got all these Jews coming off the grid. The NSA is going nuts. I mean, it's like, what happened to all the Jews? They're off the grid here. I can't track them anymore. What is going on?
It's another conspiracy, right?
Oy vey, as they might say. But yes, but still, I mean, the idea in getting away from these, what some would call creature comforts, it's a Selah moment to pause and remember God and to really press into God. And as you say, it's not something that God's even saying, hey, I want you to do this every day, but can you give me 7 days?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the deeper theme here, which is really very profound, we have a Torah reading during the holiday. There's one from Ezekiel, there's another one from Zechariah. It makes reference to the prophecy of the Messianic Age, in which there will be a global war with a nation called Gog and Magog.
Yes.
And the word Gog translates literally as roof. So what you really find here is that we're sitting in the sukkah, which only has a representation of a roof, and that represents one side of the battle. It's not necessarily a military battle. It's a cultural battle. It's an ideological battle between the philosophy that says, I can build my house, I can put a strong roof over my head, I can protect myself and take care of myself, and I'm in charge of my own destiny, and the philosophy that says, yes, I have to go through the efforts. I have to build a home. I have to have a career. I have to have a livelihood. But ultimately, everything depends on the grace of God. And that really, my own efforts are really just, it's like an illusion. I create an illusion that God's intervention can hide behind so that there can still be free will. And you see so much in our world today, this culture war, this battle of ideas between people who think we don't need a higher power. We don't need to believe in anything more than ourselves. We don't have a vision. Mm-hmm. We don't have to have a vision of a higher purpose. It's all me. It's all about me. It's all by me. And the philosophy that says, no, there's something more important than me. There's something more powerful than me. There's something more profound than that which simply gives me visceral and immediate gratification.
You know, it triggers the thoughts of Isaiah 10, a defiance that the reason the Jewish people were attacked and vulnerable was because they just weren't strong enough. They need to build something bigger and stronger. Almost the same words that I believe haunt this country to this day that came out after 9/11. It was a defiant term. And even by accident, I say by accident because I don't think that they intentionally meant to refer to the Bible and the defiant reference, but this is what our politicians did, which I thought was quite uncanny.
Yeah. It's everything has been foreseen, and you can usually go back. You know, Mark Twain says history doesn't repeat itself, but sometimes it rhymes. you can find the same riffs and the same patterns again and again and again. And Frederick Hegel said the great lesson of history is that we just don't learn from it.
Right. Well, as Solomon, the wisest man ever, God said to be on the face of the earth, said that there's nothing new under the sun. So, there is, as you say, a cycle of repetition that keeps on coming, we have short memories so often in the Old Testament, particularly, you hear the phrase remember, or there's a call to recall, things. And, I think it's over 250 times. And I figure the reason that it's in there so often is because, we're very likely to forget. It's part of our human nature and our wiring, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, when I was in New York a year or so ago, and I went to the 9/11 memorial, mm-hmm. and the thing that really struck me was everywhere you looked, you saw those phrases, remember and don't forget, literally mm-hmm. taken right out of the Bible, mm-hmm. because yeah. we have to remind ourselves constantly there is evil in the world.
Right.
Some of it's intentional evil, and some of it's unwitting. Evil. You know, Edmund Burke said, all that's necessary for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. People are so, and it goes back to our conversation about political correctness, the sort of misguided effort to make everything fair, to make everything easy, to make everything comfortable without taking personal responsibility. If we don't take responsibility for ourselves first to know the mm-hmm. difference between good and evil, and right. then to hold ourselves accountable to live up to the standards of good, then we will forget, and we won't remember, and we won't know who we are, and we won't know how to get ourselves back on course.
Well, it's interesting. We find ourselves where America is screaming for its rights, but they're not screaming for responsibility, and I don't know how you can separate those two and live a successful life. With rights come responsibility. And, though some people would say, don't worry about it, we'll take care of that for you. I think that's all part of that political correctness and puts us on a trajectory of a lot of confusion and a lot of unhappiness. Welcome to the 21st century America, right, Jonathan?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. Jonathan's book, Proverbial Beauty, available at Amazon, all the usual places, and linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jonathan, thank you so much. God bless you, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where the streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name.
Our next guest's music, her new CD, Wonder. We're talking with internationally acclaimed recording artist Gene Watson as we celebrate the release of this new CD. Gene Watson, good to be talking to you again. It was NRB in February earlier this year that we had a chance to meet face-to-face, and good to be talking about this new CD that you were telling me was coming out later on this year, and it was definitely worth the wait.
Oh, thanks so much, Bill. It's great to be talking to you again, too.
Well, I got to tell you, the music is such a blessing. I mean, even with the title song, Wonder, which we played a little bit of it, it causes you to pause and let go of everything else, and as you listen to the music, I know sometimes people overuse this word, that there's this anointing on a song, but I got to tell you, and I use that word reservedly. That song is anointed. There's several other the same way that I feel, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And that was the one that you did with Michael W. Smith, but particularly Wonder is very touching for me.
I agree, Bill. When I first heard the song, just the music itself captivated me. I didn't write it. It was written by a young lady named Amanda Cook, and from what I understand, it came out of a time of spontaneous worship. And the words are so simple. Yes. There's nothing real deep about it, but I just think that we don't have to be complicated when we think about God, that, you know, faith is becoming like a child, and that song helps me to get into that place of childlike simplicity and focusing on the Lord rather than what's going on around me and my fears, my worries, and all that stuff. So yeah, it is just amazing, and I'm thankful to have been able to record my own version.
Yeah, it's very touching, and you can tell her that mission accomplished, definitely. And as you say, sometimes music can be so complicated, and sometimes the language, but simplicity works very effectively, and it does so very much in this song.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Bill, if I use music not just performing and recording, but I also take it into prisons and homeless shelters, and this becomes a vehicle for God to minister to people. And I don't really understand that, but I think, you know, music is a powerful, powerful vehicle to communicate the love of God. And we don't need words to do that. It's a powerful tool that the Lord's given us.
And, you know, you were born into a music family, Gene, as we discussed last time. You've been classically trained. You've been attached to a violin since you were a young child. Huh?
Yeah.
So
I have. And I started, you know, when I was a little girl, the only thing I knew was classical music. That was my way of expressing myself, was through classical music. It wasn't until later that I heard other styles and had the courage to step out into other genres of music and tie them together. And now I, you know, it's a lot of fun for me to put all of those genres and styles in one, not to feel limited, and to just feel free to create my own thing and not worry too much about what other people think. Just be myself, what God created me to be.
And Gene, what's at the core I sense, and I sense this back when we met in February and in your music that I've heard before, is that it's the sense to honor God with the gifts that He's blessed you with.
Absolutely. As I mentioned before, it's not so much about entertainment for me, even though I'm very particular about the quality of the music. I think as you're listening, you can tell this isn't something that we threw together in 5 minutes. I'm very picky. I think I drive my producer crazy, you know, with all my details and saying, you know, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. I want it to be musically as excellent as anything that you'll hear in the marketplace. Mm. But most important to me is that it touches the heart and draws the listener into some kind of an experience of God's presence. You know, in whatever way they experience that, I think it's different for people. Everyone is in a different place in their faith. But from what I hear, you know, people of even different faith backgrounds, you know, they sense the presence of holiness when they hear the music. And for me, that's the goal.
Well, the breadth of the music that you included in Wonder, you know, from St. Peter's Wormsworth in D minor, and then we played a little bit of Hallelujah. Wow. I mean, just really precious and sensitive. And I'm glad that you included. Of course, we got the classics of Amazing Grace in there. Of course, Blessed Be Your Name, which we also played, that are, you know, become iconic songs of this modern era.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a wide variety. This album, and one concern I did have was that the songs were so all over the map that, you know, would it make a cohesive whole project? But in the end, I'm thrilled that we have so much variety because it's definitely not boring. You never know what's coming next. And we've got there's a classical piece in there called Chartist that I put a techno world music accompaniment to. I don't think anyone's ever tried that before. And there's an Irish fiddle tune.
Yeah, you got to have a little Irish in there. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, I'm hearing that and I'm going, did the Gettys all of a sudden come in or what, you know, what happened here?
Right. And it comes out of my Irish experience.
Yes, of course. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, we can hear just a little bit of the Irish touch in it. That's it. You know, just a little bit here.
Every once in a while. But hopefully there's something in there that everyone can relate to.
Okay, we got a couple minutes left, and I wanted to talk about the Michael W. Smith song, and I'm going to let you intro that, and that's going to take us to break here, okay?
Sure.
All right. So I can hear your voice. How did you and Michael come together?
Oh, right. Well, it was really just a prayer of my heart, Bill. I had been performing his song, I Can Hear Your Voice, for several years. I wanted to record it. And it just came down to I could play the violin part, I could sing it, but I couldn't play the piano part very well.
Mm.
And so, you know, in my ridiculous childlike faith, I just said, well, let's call Michael W. Smith. And so we did, and he said yes and came alongside me. I had a chance to meet him and worship with him. And what a humble man.
Yeah.
And what a privilege to perform with him.
And here's the song, I Can Hear Your Voice, with Michael W. Smith and Gene Watson. Gene, thank you.
My pleasure.
Water of life, water of life, it covers me and I breathe again. Your love is breath to my soul. I can hear your voice as you sing over me.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, ready or not, I'm telling you, you know, people are praying, hey, bring it on, let's do something. About the situation that we're in. I mean, all this that is happening in our lives today is for a purpose. But are we going to bring Jesus into the middle of this to find the answers that may seem elusive? You know, if we think we can do it on our own, we start fooling ourselves. And I think our next guest would agree with that. Kim Crable is with us. Her book, Burdens to Blessings, Discover the Power of Your Story. Now, Kim is the founder and president of Roses and Rainbows Ministry, Inc., and community coffees. Now, that's conversations of friends of faith to encourage and equip. I love this. Conversations of friends of faith to encourage and equip. That's coffees. That's what it stands for. And they've spread nationwide from their beginnings in her living room. Now, she's traveled nationally for more than 20 years, speaking at retreats, conferences, and Bible study groups with a hope-filled message of burdens to blessings. Kim Crable, what an honor. I really appreciate you coming on the show. You're such a blessing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, thank you for this opportunity to speak truth through the airways. I've already been blessed just by hearing your voice and reading about you. So thank you so much that we can join for a few minutes to share the hope that we each have in Christ.
Well, and this is what it's all about. I mean, you know, sometimes I see people who are overwhelmed and I'm just saying, is there just not enough Jesus? Did God, you know, get a little short on Jesus here to help us out here? What's the problem, right?
Well, I think the problem is we have forgotten the value of who we are. And,
yes.
And as believers that we can get so lost with all the smoke screens around us, like all the political hype or, you know, the things that we've gone through, and we wear things differently than the way God intends for us to do it. And that is my heart and passion, is to use God's word to help each of us to realize the significance in our own lives.
Well, in the subtitle of your book, Discover the Power of Your Story, you know, that has been tapped down, and especially in this age of political correctness. You can't talk about, in open venues, how God touched your life, but why not? People need to hear your story. You need to hear you telling your story, because that gives you the power. It gives others the encouragement to know that God is alive and well and active in our lives at this very moment.
Absolutely. And when you find the power in your story, we are trying to find our significance in everything, in careers and cute shoes and handbags and, you know, and the truth of the matter is all of those things are wonderful things, but that's not your truest significance. Your significance is in the power and in the life that you have lived and finding the value in it. We can look at our lives. But listen, Bill, my mom died at the age of 51. I've already surpassed that. Her last words to me were, "Don't live like I'm dying."
Oh,
and
wow.
what she meant. Yeah, boy, if that will
give me a Selah moment on that, okay? Yeah. Will you? Please?
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And when you think about that, you know, and that's the message I have to every listener today is, you know, we in ourselves have such a strong, powerful story to tell. But what we have done is we have allowed the world to, or even our own voices, we've allowed shame and regret and guilt to come upon those things that God wants to use for His glory. Mm-hmm. We have, women who have had abortions, men who have found themselves in alcoholism, you know, all these things that we don't want to share with people what we have gone through. But the value and the truth is, allow God's word to strip that shame, strip that regret, strip away that guilt, and stand in His healing so that we can share what the glory of what God has gotten us through. See, that's my story.
Right.
But the power of my story is being able to say, yes, I've walked through depression. I've walked through childhood abuse. I've walked through being anorexic. I've walked through all these. But I can also say that there came a time in my life when I reached the point of desperation and I said, God, I don't care what I have to do. Just help me become who I'm supposed to be. Help me get back to my authentic self. And so it's stripping away all those things to find the power within the things that you've walked through.
And Kim, that authenticness is very simple. It's not complicated. Some people think, you know, especially, you know, when you get to church and you hear some of these prolonged stories and that sort of thing, you know, it's as simple to me as the blind man who can now see, who says, I don't understand. This is what I was, and today I am. I was blind, but now I see. And that is our transformation in Christ, is that I was, but now I am, because of what God has done in my life.
Exactly. And, you know, Bill, what I do in my retreats and conferences, or even, you know, it's a small group, is I take the birds, the blessings is truly the pathway that I took after my mom gave those words to me that have focused my mind on Christ. That book is a pathway. I take the pathway of scriptures. I take some videos and some visual exercises we do. And as a group of women, we begin to sit around and just share our stories and the things that God has allowed us to get through. Being authentic is that easy. It's one of the hardest things you'll do because you have to trust, but it's one of the easiest things you can do because you long to share about what God has gotten you through. So you have to have an environment that's conducive to being trustworthy with a small group and then be able to share the things. It is, like you said, it is not complicated. It's just having the desire to be the authentic you that God wants you to be. It's taking away the smoke screens of guilt and regret and shame and saying, this is me. This is how Christ made me. And to find that connection with other people in that way.
Right. Well, and I also like that you stress with the women to fight for their future. And this is a message for men, too. You know, so often we want to look in the rearview mirror. Well, you know, the rearview mirror is a glancing look. But if you're focused on the rearview mirror, you're going to be running yourself into a tree or somebody else, you know, real right. quick. So we need to look for that future, as Paul says, letting go of those things and reaching toward that higher calling. That is the fight. That's what Satan doesn't want you to arrive to, because that's God's promise, that there is a higher calling. And if he can get God to be perceived as a liar, then we're back to that, you know, we're back to the experience in the Garden of Eden. Did God really say, right?
Absolutely. And one of my, the scripture that just turned my life around after hearing those words from Mother was Ephesians 3:20, where God says that his power at work within us can accomplish abundantly more than we would ever imagine. Okay, so there's two components there, Bill. It's God's power and it's me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say me with 3 degrees or me with, you know, a lifelong time in the right church or me with the right husband. It just says me. So right. me, I don't have to have the white wife. It's just God and me. And so when you look at that, I remember when I saw that, I said, God, if this can be true, it's going to be true, because I'm going to commit myself to doing. And listen, you take one step forward and two steps back, but God is there holding your hand, and
that's right.
He will give you the opportunities at a ball game or something. You'll hear a woman or a man begin to speak, and at that moment you'll think, oh my gosh, I could share a portion of my life, and I could encourage that person. I could say, you're not alone.
Right.
So that's the fight. There's the fight. Mm-hmm. Am I gonna fight to just hide this and hide my past, or am I gonna say, you know, this my fight is to find the courage, and God put courage in all of us to move forward in my future, and that is the significance of who we are, Bill, because you cannot take away from me what I know Christ has done in my life. And that's what the enemy does not want us to do, because it's like the Samaritan woman. That woman had been so condemned all of her life, but once she had that honest conversation with Jesus, what did she do? She ran back into her neighborhood and she shared her story.
Exactly.
It was her story, and it changed her whole community, and I feel like that we each have that power within us.
Yeah, she let go of all those bondages of the past, and here it is. Jesus brings us to freedom. I think we so take for granted our liberties in Christ and what's available to us. I mean, we have no clue, and this is why overseas, where people are being so persecuted, they get it. They get freedom in Christ. And look what's going on. Revivals that we hear about that happen in some of the most, you know, in the midst of the most horrific carnage that's taken place and abuse upon humanity. And these people are saying, I choose God in the midst of it.
Yes. And Bill, I'm seeing the same thing. As I travel from week to week, speaking at different women's groups and men's groups and churches when they have Women's Day, I'm seeing that we are at a point of desperation in our nation. We see what's going on. We've heard, you know, about the book of Revelation.
Well, Kim, I'm sorry, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it at that. But ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you to discover the power of your story. This book will bless the socks right off of you. Burdens to Blessing, Kim Crable. I'm Bill Martinez live.
Not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam.